The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB. And from right here, as your humble host on Ocho Live, you can catch us live about every day at about 3 p.m. Central Time. Sometimes we have to run late because life gets in the way. We're off a little bit late here. Sorry for the audio issues there at the beginning of the episode. Genius I am, I forgot to plug in the microphone. So, you know, sometimes that's important. Aaron on BTB's Facebook Live, it says sign language. Yeah, you know, again, sometimes you forget to plug in the microphone. That's just the way it goes. Sometimes things can be that complicated, but we're up and running. It is Thursday, October 18th, 2018. It's a Thursday, which means we'll have our week picks going on right now. Week 7 picks with the Tree of Life. We'll get there in a little bit. The Dallas Cowboys getting ready for their last game before the bye. We've already basically reached the bye week. It's kind of crazy. This season is moving quickly. The Cowboys, again, visiting the Washington Redskins. We've got tons of content available for you at bloggingtheboys.com, where you should be all the time. I know that we're all kind of in this weird place with the Cowboys because they played so well against the Jaguars and nobody wants to believe it. But the more that you look at this game, the more you get ready for the Redskins, the more you look at it, the more it seems like the Cowboys should win this game. The Washington Redskins really are just built to run around Adrian Peterson. And if that's your plan in 2018, it's probably not a good one. Anthony on YouTube Live asks if we're underdogs. And that's true. Last I checked, Oddshark is where I peruse. Oddshark has the Cowboys listed as 2-point underdogs. For what it's worth, SB Nation's fan pulse tool, which we use all season long to track how fans are feeling, Cowboys fans think that the Cowboys will win by 3 points, while Washington fans think that the Redskins will win by 6 points. So both fan bases predicting a win. Meanwhile, again, the desert has the Redskins favored by 2. But, you know, everyone, the rule of thumb has always been home field gets 3 points. So when you look at that, the Cowboys have technically eaten into that. Which is, I guess, you know, worth noting. Christopher Summers points out on Blogging the Boys' Facebook Live feed that Dak is 2-0 in Washington. That's a good point. Let's get to that point, actually. I wrote about this a little while ago at bloggingtheboys.com. Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott have actually never lost to the Washington Redskins. They have never lost to the Washington Redskins. It's kind of crazy. The Dallas Cowboys, again, I'll say it again one more time. In the Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott era, the Dallas Cowboys have never lost to the Washington Redskins. In fact, look, I know it's a division rivalry. I know that there are things that you have to consider when that's the case. I know that records are thrown out the door, whatever you want to say. But Jason Garrett is actually pretty good against the Redskins. I know people are going to roll their eyes at that. Jason Garrett has only lost 4 games to the Redskins in 7 full seasons. Obviously, he has 2 games against the Redskins this year. Jason Garrett has only ever lost 4. And you think about that, 2 of them were the 2012 season, the Robert Griffin III season, obviously, when he won Rookie of the Year. That was a great year for the Redskins. Another was the 2014 game in Dallas. You'll remember that game was on Monday Night Football. And that was the game that Tony Romo got hurt in. He left and Brandon Whedon came in and immediately connected with Joseph Randall. And things were moving for the Cowboys. Might have been DeMarco Murray now that I think about it, not Joseph Randall. That was a weird time. But the Cowboys lost that game in overtime to Colt McCoy, of all quarterbacks. And the fourth loss was the 2015 regular season finale, week 17, when Kellen Moore started for the Cowboys. So really, the Redskins have only ever beaten the Cowboys when things have really fallen apart for Dallas, and save for two games in the Robert Griffin III era. Generally, though, the Dallas Cowboys find a way to beat this team. And so I think it makes sense to a lot of you, when you heard that the Cowboys were underdogs, said you'd take that bet. I think it makes sense to do so. Dak is 4-0 against the Redskins, obviously undefeated in our nation's capital. Zeke has only played three games against the Redskins, as he was suspended for the fourth one, which was the November 30th game last season. You'll remember that was the Color Rush game when Dak actually hurt his hand. Ryan Switzer had the punt return touchdown. Dez broke the record to become the franchise's all-time leader in receiving touchdowns. But I really have a hard time picking against the Cowboys. I know that sounds crazy. We talked about this on the 750, Tony Casillas, and now you can listen to that in your Blog on the Boys podcast feed. David Johnson, not the Arizona Cardinals running back, who will play tonight, by the way, on Thursday Night Football. We'll get to the Week 7 picks here in a second. But David Johnson on BTB's Facebook Live, he says, I wish Sean Lee could play. Speaking of Sean Lee, the latest Dallas Cowboys injury report surfaced on Thursday afternoon. We wrote about this for you at blogontheboys.com. Make sure you head over there and check it out. And even NFL Network's Ian Rappaport fired off a tweet about this. It looks like Sean Lee is going to play. That's kind of the direction that all of this is trending, that Sean Lee would play. I personally do not need to see Sean Lee play. If it were up to me, Sean Lee would not play. The Cowboys are getting incredible linebacker play. I know our own Danny Phantom wrote about that at the site over at BTB this week. You think about it, the Cowboys have two of the top 10 linebackers in the NFL right now in Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith. You don't need to play Sean Lee. So I don't see, I guess to phrase it one way, you're kind of playing with house money a little bit to a degree. You have a defense that's balling out. You have a linebacker core that's playing really well. You seem to have maybe potentially, hopefully, fingers crossed, really, really, really hoping found yourself offensively against the Jacksonville Jaguars last week. You're so close to the bye week. I think that you really just should cruise through the bye with Sean Lee if you can and save yourself, because after the bye, you're in November, and that month is really going to matter when it comes to Dallas Cowboys football and trying to make the playoffs. Bobby Boston with the worst comment of the day on the Blog of the Boys Facebook Live feed. We don't give this award out a lot, but Bobby Boston says, I would release Sean Lee on Blog of the Boys' Facebook Live feed. Look, I don't see a purpose that would serve. Sean Lee is, when healthy, one of the best linebackers in the NFL, but that's why you should rest him until the Cowboys are after the bye, because he is so good. You want to use him in all situations that are big and important for your football team. Sean Lee is very, very, very good. Certainly not somebody who you would want to be released. But enough with that. Let's get to the main attraction on Thursday's episodes of Ocho Live, as it is Thursday, October 18th, 2018. That means that we have Thursday Night Football tonight, and that means we have to make our picks for the week, and that means the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life has returned. The first cold weather edition of the Tree of Life. If you're watching the show, you can see I'm wearing a sweater because it's cold. It's cold in San Antonio, if I'm being honest. But let's get into picks. Thursday Night Football, the Arizona Cardinals and Denver Broncos. Josh Rosen in the primetime lights. Case Keenum. This feels gross. By the way, before we fully make the picks, let's address this question from Broderick Mathis on BTB's Facebook Live feed. This question's been everywhere. And by the way, Tony Casillas and I spent a lot of time talking about this on the latest episode of the 750, whether the Cowboys should trade for Amari Cooper. Look, if you're asking for my opinion, I think it's worth throwing a third-round pick at the Oakland Raiders. I think John Gruden would be mesmerized by a third-round pick, given his track record as of late as an NFL head coach. I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. So that's where I stand on that subject. But again, Tony and I went really in deep on this on the latest episode of 750, so make sure you check that out. By the way, Alfonso Portillo points out that it's 37 degrees in Odessa. That is way too cold for me. But getting back to Thursday Night Football, this game is gross, man. I'll say this. this Thursday, October 18th, 2018. Tony and I also talked about this on the 750, how there's so much going on in the sports world. You've got the ALCS, you've got the NLCS. Tonight, the Houston Astros are going to try to keep their season alive. You've got the NBA is back tonight. LeBron James makes his debut with the Los Angeles Lakers. This is maybe not the worst night to have the Arizona Cardinals and Denver Broncos play on primetime. You know, if you're like me and you never want to miss an NFL game, you always feel like, man, I got to watch Monday Night Football, whatever. This is the one to miss. This is the one to miss. I'll take the Broncos, and I won't think about it ever again. Let's move on to Sunday. Let's take the last two opponents for the Dallas Cowboys, the Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to take the Jags just because I don't think that team sat well all week after having 40 points hung on them by the Cowboys. I'll take the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's move on. We actually have two white helmet matchups going on this week in the NFL, the first of which is the Buffalo Bills and the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to take the Colts. The Buffalo Bills have Derek Anderson starting for them. This is almost as gross as this Cardinals-Broncos game. All right, this game is disgusting. Good helmets, good uniforms, certainly, but I'm going to take the Colts. And that's about how I feel on that. Let's move on. Our next white helmet matchup of the week, we have the Tennessee Titans. This is technically not a white helmet matchup because they've changed helmets, but my helmet set doesn't have the new one, so you'll have to pretend with me. They will take on the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Titans are so bad. We're seeing some stuff on Twitter, by the way, making sure. We've got some breaking news, actually. Breaking news as we're on here on Ocho Live. I'll take the Chargers, by the way, over the Titans. Let's go ahead and get to this. This doesn't happen a lot here, so welcome one and all. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting that Cowboys wide receiver Terrence Williams, who is on injured reserve, remember that, Terrence Williams has been suspended for the first, excuse me, for the next, or for 3 weeks of the NFL season, if I could stop tripping over myself. The next 3 weeks of the season, Terrence Williams will be suspended, although he is on injured reserve. So sorry, Terrence, things are not looking great for you. 1 second, everybody, while I get this news up. And so, yeah, Terrence Williams has been suspended for the next three games of the season, although he obviously was on injured reserve. Sometimes this happens. This is how the sausage gets made. We have breaking news around bloggingtheboys.com that we have to get to. But Jace Smith on BTB's Facebook live feed has the shrug emoji, excuse me. It says, oh, well. Thank you to Aaron, by the way, on BTB's Facebook live feed for letting us know. That's how Ocho Live works, fam. Sometimes we have to help each other because I've only got two eyes. So I appreciate people like Aaron for letting us know when breaking news does happen here on Ocho Live. Let's get through the rest of these picks rather quickly because I do have to go take care of this. We've got the Los Angeles Rams and San Francisco 49ers. This was supposed to be Sunday Night Football. I'll take the Rams, and that is a super easy decision. We've got the Miami Dolphins and Brock Osweiler against the Detroit Lions. I don't think Brock gets it done 2 weeks in a row. We will take the Lions. Perhaps the ugliest uniform matchup of the week, the Cleveland Browns and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who fired their defensive coordinator this week. I'll take the Browns because I think that the Browns are going to find a way to get it done. Moving on, we have the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Jets. The Jets are somewhat fun, but I'll take the Vikings and, again, feel pretty good about that. We have the Philadelphia Eagles and Carolina Panthers squaring off against one another. I'm going to take the Panthers, although I'm anticipating being wrong there, but, you know, whatever. New Orleans Saints, Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to take the Ravens, actually. I think the Ravens get this done. I think the Ravens are a better football team than people want to give them credit for. The Chicago Bears, the New England Patriots. Come on, man. Come on. We're taking the Pats on this game. Sunday Night Football, we've got the Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati Bengals. This game was actually flexed into this slot. I will take the Chiefs in all of their glory. The Monday night game this week is Basuda. You've got the New York Giants and Atlanta Falcons. I will take the Falcons simply because they are not the Giants. And finally, if it's not obvious, the Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins. We'll talk more about this game, obviously, as the week goes on. I'm taking the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are losing this game. I think the Cowboys are a better football team. So, Terrence Williams, that was kind of the news of the hour while we were here on Ocho Live, suspended for 3 weeks. He is on injured reserve, so really no impact. But I think that we all know that this These are Terrence Williams' last days as a member of the Dallas Cowboys, and I mean this season. After this, Terrence Williams will be moving on, finding a different football team. So that about does it for today's episode of Ocho Live. We'll be back tomorrow on Friday, October 19th. Shout out to the show community, 2018 at 3 p.m. Central Time. You can watch on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, or the Blog of the Boys Facebook Live feed. Make sure you check out blogoftheboys.com, subscribe to our podcast feed, and make sure you have a fantastic Thursday night and a fantastic Friday morning. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain, or I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.